Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today's Monday, April 15th, 2024, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book and we're on page 13, that fifth paragraph at the bottom of the page where it says, "My friend promised," through one paragraph ending, were the essential requirements. And we're going to be commenting on this one paragraph today. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Deb M., 12 Traditions, Patty F. Readers of the text, Sherry M., Yvonne A., and Penny L. C. The reference number for Sunday, April 14th, is 21,313. That's 21313. And for this morning, Monday, April 15th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 21,314. That's 21314. Our newcomer greeter this morning is Alex K., and Betsy H. will do the announcements. Thank you to everyone for providing your vital service this morning. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, "Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers." At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I'll now ask Deb M. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Hi, this is Deb M., compulsive overeater from Baltimore, Maryland, and here are the steps as adapted for Overeaters Anonymous. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Step two, we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me serve.
Thank you so much, Deb M. And I'll now ask Patty F. to read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Hi, this is Patty F. from Massachusetts, compulsive overeater. The 12 traditions. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirements for OA membership is the desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. Less problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Patty F. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we're on page 13, the fifth paragraph, My Friend Promised, through one paragraph ending, Were the Essential Requirements. We're going to be commenting on this one paragraph today. I'll now ask Sherry M. to begin reading and share with us.
Thank you. My friend promised when these things were done, I would enter upon a new relationship with my Creator, that I would have the elements of a way of living which answered all my problems. Belief in the power of God plus enough willingness, honesty, and humility to establish and maintain the new order of things were the essential requirements. My name is Sherry M., and I am a compulsive overeater, gratefully living in a recovered state today by the grace of God. Thank you very much, Dawn, for your service and for everyone. My friend promised when these things, so I, of course, circled these things. What are these things? These things are the paragraphs before, as we've just gone through all of the steps in the previous paragraph. And if I do those things, there's a lot of ifs, like a requirement, an instruction, a warning, and then we get the promises. Then I would enter into a new relationship with my Creator. And so I just looked up, belief. So it says, what are the requirements? Belief in the power. So belief in the power is really an acceptance that something is real, that this is real. What you're telling me, that you have this higher power, if I can just believe in that and accept that, then that's all I need to go forward. You know, it doesn't hurt me to believe in a power, even though I don't know what that power is. I can't define the power, but it prevents me from recovery if I don't. So I have nothing to lose and everything to gain by just saying, okay, I accept that these things are needed, and it's needed for me to believe in a higher power. So if anyone's struggling, that's really, just saying, okay, I accept that. Willingness, it says I need plus enough willingness. So this is the formula. I put little plus signs next to each thing, like in a math class. I have the belief plus the willingness, which is a state of being prepared to do something. It's saying yes, not questioning. To me, that's what willingness is. Just saying, okay, and not thinking about it too much and just doing it anyway. Honesty, plus another plus sign, right? What is honesty? This is the truth. This is real-time honesty. This is not lying by omission. I used to think that that's, lying by omission is honesty, but it is not. So there's different ways of deceit, and as long as I have that complete willingness to be honest, plus the humility, which is really saying of myself, I am nothing. Without God, I am nothing. It's having a modest view realizing that God is the most important thing and I am not as important as I think. So not taking everything personally. And then I can establish, right? I can set up this system so that I can maintain this peace and serenity and all the promises in the big book. And when I do these things and when I live in this way of life, then I'm completely free from the obsession to eat, to kill myself with food, to being obese, to living a life of isolation, wanting to kill myself and commit suicide. And now I'm open to seeing miracles every single day. And when I rid myself of me, then all is well in the world and I can be calm and peaceful and take direction and live a life beyond my wildest dreams. It's very hard to put into words the promises of this big book. It's to be lived and to be experienced. And I'm grateful that I have had the willingness, the honesty, the humility, and the belief to establish this way of life, and that I can get through anything in life with God's help. Thank you so much. I pass. Have a great meeting.
Thank you so much, Sherry M. What a beautiful way to get us started. And I'm now going to take the names of people who would like to share in this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us?
Joan Marie M. from Nevada.
Joan Marie M.
Vanessa V.
Vanessa V. Who else would like to share? Press star one.
Donna B.
Donna B.
Deborah G.
Deborah G. Okay. Who is that?
Monique S.
Monique S. Okay, very good. That's a beautiful lineup. Let's go ahead. Go ahead.
Agnes A.
Agnes A. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, and we'll stop there. I have Joan Marie M., Vanessa V., Donna B., Deborah G., Monique F., and Agnes A. Joan Marie, please go ahead, unmute, and get us started, please.
Thank you, Dawn. This is Joan Marie M., living in Nevada, recovered by the grace of God. What a powerful, powerful paragraph. It just says everything about the program, everything that happened to me before and after coming in and giving my life to a higher power. And I had to let go of my alcoholic foods. I had to do everything that my sponsor had asked me to do to be able to recover. And I continue to do that as I live in recovery. Grateful, grateful, the element of a way of living which answered all my problems. When I have a problem, a situation, or anything that I need, I go to my Creator and I ask for those answers. And then I listen, and then I'm willing to do. I do the two-way prayer at times when I really are undecided or want a confirmation that I'm doing living the way that He would have me. And God always answers prayer. Sometimes it's wait, sometimes no, and sometimes right away. But God, my God, I should say, my higher power, always answers prayer. I believe in the power of God. You know, what did it say? We lacked power. Yes, I lacked power. I thought I could do it, and I couldn't. I tried everything that a lot of people on this line have tried. Nothing worked except surrender, doing it God's way, being willing to listen and do and being honest. And I love what someone just said, the reader, that, you know, honesty can be, being dishonest can be leaving things out. And humility, when I do a fourth or fifth step, when I've did them, I need that humility that's the way that my God can reach me. And it's easy, it would be easy for me just to go to God. But when I go to another human being to tell them my deep, dark secrets that I didn't want to tell anybody, that's humility. And that's how my God works through me. This is a beautiful, wonderful program. And, you know, I live a different way. I listened yesterday to Special Edition, and they were talking about all the changes in their life by doing this, the new attitude on life, totally new, the way that I think, the way that I act. And immediately when I feel something that I call an error, I go to God and say, you know, that's ugly. I don't want to think that way. I don't want to act that way. Please take it. And he does. So with that, I pass. Thank you so much for letting me share, Dawn.
Thank you, Joan Marie M. from Nevada. Vanessa V., please share with us, followed by Donna B.
Hi, this is Vanessa V. I'm from Pennsylvania, but I just relocated to Southern California. And I'm a compulsive overeater. I don't often share because I lack humility, and this paragraph talks about that. And moving to another place, there's a lot of transition, and it's almost like starting over. And I have to remember, like, you know, I talked to my sponsor, and like the question is like, how willing am I? You know, I don't really want to go to in-person meetings, and don't want to often share. So like, this is a good reminder that I need to be willing, I need to be honest, humility. And then she also reminded me that it's about like expanding my spiritual life. And yes, I've been meditating and everything, but it's really like having that relationship to my Creator and really saying I'm powerless over food, people, things, places. Like, I can't do it. God is all or is nothing. And I heard someone say, like, either you trust God or you try to be God. And like, I can't be God. Like, I can't control the weather or anything. So I need to, it's almost like there's this like superficial relationship with God where I'm like, yeah, I'm trusting God. But it's like, am I really? Like, have I put everything into God's hands? Like, am I really trusting that God is loving and supporting and wants the best for me? And if I kind of get honest, it's like I'm trying to, you know, take back control. And I have to remember that, like, God is looking out for me and loves me and supports me and is giving me exactly what I need. It's hard, and I'm not supposed to live in, like, my comfort zone, so... Yeah, and so I love how it says that this is a promise that these things are going to happen. I'm going to enter a new relationship with my Creator. And in the previous paragraph, it talked about, like, only asking, like, not to pray for myself, pray for to others. How can I contribute? How can I be of maximum service? So just thinking this is a way of life, and this is the answer of all my problems, because my problems are usually in not accepting things the way they are, thinking that I know better, thinking that I know more than others, a lot of fear, issues with self-confidence, self-esteem. And so, like, if I truly believe that I'm, like, a child of God and that God has me, then, like, all my problems go away. So I just got to keep working on that belief and that trust and, like, that surrender and, like, letting go and that trust fall that God's going to catch me. And I'm going to enter a new order of things, because before program, my life was so chaotic. It was such a mess. And I don't want to go back to that. Like, I don't need to go back to that. All I have to do is, like, show up, share, and do the work and be of service. So, yeah, those are the requirements. So just one day at a time. So thanks. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Vanessa V., now from California. Donna B., please share with us, followed by Deborah G.
Good morning. This is Donna B. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater and binge purge bulimic and exercise bulimic in Denver, Colorado. My first name is spelled B-A-N-A, And that is my very long introduction to just say who I am. My friend promised, and that word promised really reminds me of the way this program works, which began with Ebby sitting across from the table from Bill and saying, you know, you can have what I have if you do what I do. And the hope that that inspires in myself. Every day I see someone in the rooms living in a way that I aspire to live, putting the principles into practice, taking the actions necessary to continue to grow closer to God and therefore to be of greater service to God and to all the people that are around us. So I don't take the word promise lightly. It's what kind of motivates me to keep going and keep going and keep going. And by witnessing the actions of my peers and witnessing the outcomes of those actions, those are promises that inspire me on a daily basis. And then additionally, the line that these are essential requirements, which to me says these are not optional, these are not sort of, these are like not maybe or occasionally, but these requirements are essential. That willingness and honesty and humility are attributes that I need to aspire to every single day as essential to being able to have the life that I have today, which I'm really grateful for. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Donna B. from Colorado. Deborah G., please share with us, followed by Monique F.
Oh, good morning, Dawn. Thank you so much for your service and everyone for your service to make this meeting possible. And welcome to all the newcomers. I'm so glad you're with us this morning. And I'm just so grateful for all the shares that have shared already in 12-Step and me today. It's just beautiful. I love this meeting. And I was remembering when I finally put down that last alcoholic food that I struggled with putting down and became honest with myself and put it down, did I get myself a vision sponsor? And she took me through the steps quickly. And I remember the experience that I had with her because when she was taking me through, she was also sharing her experience and the experience that I was going to be having because she already had that experience. And it was so lovely to start feeling that experience and the awareness, you know, of that experience and how things were changing. And, you know, I love that too. My first step principle to write on was honesty. And I love the how honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. And that's all I had to do with her taking me through, you know. And, of course, you know, the humility and that connection started to happen. My heart started to open up. I was going from my head down into my heart, taking the words into my heart and then into my feet and in my behavior and living that way. And then, you know, doing what she had asked of me to do with steps 1 through 9 and then continuing to live steps 10, 11, and 12 to keep that fresh, you know, to keep that ongoing. And, you know, because I still have a thinking problem. You know, it's not the food today. It's the thinking that I have to deal with today and being reminded of that and staying connected with that power, my divine loving presence power. Oh, I love it. I love this way of living, and I love all of you. Thank you so much.
And thank you, Deborah G. from Arizona. Monique F., please share with us, followed by Agnes A. If you're just joining us, we are on page 13, and we're talking about that fifth paragraph that starts with, "My friend promised," through that one paragraph ending, "were the essential requirements." So Monique F., please share with us.
I'm Monique F. I'm a compulsive overeater in Memphis, Tennessee. And I didn't get to hear the entire reading, but I'm listening to what others are sharing, and I did hear it when it talked about a new order of things. For me, when I came in, you know, the food had beaten me so bad. Like, I knew food was my God, and I needed a new God. I needed a new conception. And I was just down for the count. I had nothing but food, not to mention, I've been hearing a couple of people say, you know, nobody knew what the food was doing for me. They could only see what it was doing to me. And what it had done to me at that point was that I was over 400 pounds and I was wearing a 5X. And I just sat in one spot like there was an indenture on my bed. I'd go to work and actually in one spot. And so this new order, this new way of thinking, of working life in this way of life in LA, is that, you know, I dived in. I got a sponsor. She took me through the steps, you know, and I've been 3 years absent. And, but unfortunately, for whatever circumstances, you know, I'm the kind of person that whatever mediums my sponsor is going to, those are the mediums that I want to be in because she has what I want. And so I'm going to do what she's doing, literally, like turning over my food and everything, whatever she's suggesting I'm doing. So my new sponsor, and I will say, from doing it that way, you know, I've given away. God has literally taken from me over 220 pounds, and I can wear a small and a medium and things I never, ever thought I could. Sizes I've never thought, you know, when I look in the mirror, I feel beautiful. Never had that experience before I came into LA. But so when I switched sponsors, oddly enough, my sponsor is a regular sponsor. And so, you know, back when I was 400 pounds, I was doing everything. And now I feel a hesitancy. Is this my high power is saying go deeper? And so I'm coming and I'm trying to listen to these meetings and I'm like, where's my sense of urgency? So I'm grateful that I can share a strength that I know this works. But also being honest, like I'm not being honest if I don't say I have a weakness to it. For me, right now, just trying to find a sense of urgency in this medical body with this new mind, why will I keep doing this? And I know I don't want to be overweight again. But so I'm glad that I'm here. I'm glad that you all are here. With that, I pass, and thank you so much.
Oh, and thank you, Monique F. from Tennessee, for sharing. Agnes A., please share, and then I'll be taking some more names.
Thank you, everybody, for your service and for your shares. I'm pretty much just listening because I need to listen. And the paragraph speaks to me, and the shares speak to me because I am reminded, you know, when life is not at its optimum, you know, when I'm tempted to say, I don't like the way things are going, you know, when life throws me curveballs or when I'm blindsided, when I didn't see something traumatic coming, or also when I feel short, when I fall short of, you know, that wonderful place that I am, when I'm right in tune with my higher power, tuned into that channel, tuned into his power, and just letting him, you know, reassure me that all this stuff going on in my life, that, you know, God saw them and God is in control and, you know, all things work for good for those who believe, kind of a thing. So I have had the highs of the program where on a daily basis, I'm using all the steps. I'm using the traditions. I'm going to meetings. I'm doing all that stuff. And life is just wonderful, and nothing can floor me. That's what this is talking about. My friend promised that when these things are done, when I do the steps, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, I would enter under a new relationship with my Creator. So I've had all those benefits of working the program, but then sometimes stuff happens, right? And then I realize when I start doubting that I'm exactly where I need to be without being perfect, that life I'm grateful for, even though it doesn't seem perfect, and bad stuff happened to good people, so to speak, and all that stuff. This just reminds me, and all the shares just remind me, that there is a program, that I'm the one who is kind of drifting away a little bit. You know, life is on a roller coaster, or starting to get there, or I'm slipping with food and with acceptance and all that kind of stuff, with willingness to do what it takes, to take advantage of my sponsor, to go to meetings and all that stuff. I'm the one playing with the magic formula. I don't know if there's an echo somewhere. But anyway, that's what I'm getting out of this meeting and that I'm so grateful for. The person who said that God always answers prayers makes me realize God's solutions are always better than anything I could think up, that dishonesty is leaving things out. Thank you. Like not doing what my sponsor tells me to do, even though I know that's what's always worked. And so thank you for this meeting. And with that, I pass.
Oh, thank you, Agnes A. And I'm now going to take the names of people who would like to share on this paragraph, page 13, that fifth paragraph, starting with, my friend promised. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us?
Wendy M.
Yes.
Was Wendy M, I heard, and who else?
Jan F, as in
Jan,
Sam.
Jan S, very good. Who else would like to share? Press star one.
Mike D.
Mike D.
From Jersey.
Very good.
Robin A. from L.A.
Robin A. Okay, let's go with that lineup. I have Wendy M., Jan S., Mike D., and Robin A. Wendy M., please
Kay
go ahead.
Kay from Iowa.
Who is that from Iowa?
Kay from Iowa.
Okay, very good. I'll add you in there at the end. So Wendy M., please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Wendy M., recovered in Boulder, Colorado. Thank you, God. And Don, thank you so much for your service. And everybody on the line, great shares. I'm just screaming from the rooftops this morning. It says here, we would enter upon a new relationship with my Creator. I could cry. I've been doing this 23 years. Doing what? I don't know. Start raving skinny, sponsoring without a big book. Like, it doesn't really even matter, right? And it lands when it lands. The miracle happens when it happens. And I have a new relationship with my Creator. And it's just happening to me. Like, all I'm doing are the requirements. I'm just doing whatever my sponsor says. These are the requirements, this long list, and it's worth it. And so I'm just changing my actions, and I have absolutely entered a new relationship with my Creator. And it's really strange because it just I'll be like, I'm about to gossip, or I'm about to not weigh and measure, you know, and then it just feels itchy and scratchy. God just comes in and says, sweetheart, I'm right here. I'm right here. I can't explain the sensation, but as I heard earlier this morning, it's just an experience. You have a new experience. But I'm telling you, if you're in the room, if you're suffering, if you're in relapse, if you're new, whatever, like, the miracle will happen, I promise. The only requirement is that you work the program. The only requirement specifically, when I came back from 2-year relapse 9 months ago, and I picked up the phone and I said, I heard your share. What do I do? And she said, these are the requirements. And it looked like a very long list. And I said, I'm not sure I can do that. That's inconvenient. And that night, God just said, it's time. It's time. It's time to do the deed. The other thing, and thank you, God, for that. And that's what I tell people. They're like, how do you have this? And I'm like, I just do these like 10 things every day. But the other piece is willingness. Yes, I was willing to take direction and not be in the driver's seat. Honesty, the disease is in my voice, so it sounds right, so it tells me lies. And why would we lie? Like, why would I lie to my sponsor? Like, that makes no sense. I'm just wasting time, right? But honesty feels phenomenal. When I'm honest, it feels like my insides are matching my outsides. And finally, humility is lovely. I get to get out of the way so God can do God's magic. I get to get out of the way. So things like, I don't know. Let's ask God. Let's ask my sponsor. Let's ask, like, I don't know is a beautiful sentence, right? Because if I get out of the way, it's a huge relief. Because page 60 to 63, I've been running the show. It's exhausting to run the show. It's a lie to run the show.
Time.
It's without willingness. Thank you so much for letting me share.
Oh, thank you, Wendy from Colorado. Jan S., please share with us, followed by Mike D.
Hi, this is Jan S. from California. I'm assuming I'm unmuted.
Yes, we can hear you just fine.
Okay, great. Thank you. I love that Wendy and I both picked out the same sentence, a new relationship with my creator. I absolutely love that. When I first came into the program, I was absolutely spiritually bankrupt. I did believe in a God, but I was confused because I had a loving God. If I believed in that, why was I such a mess? And how could this program really help me? So when I was reading the 12 steps, OA 12 steps in step two, it says here, we became willing to start fresh with our higher power. We became willing for it to be changed, our relationship. And that's really what I wanted more than anything. I really wanted a new relationship. I wanted a relationship with my higher power. And I look at the word want, and it says to feel a need or a desire for. I thought that was an interesting word, desire, in there, because I really desired a new relationship with my higher power. And I looked up the word willing, and it says cheerfully, consenting or ready. And that word cheerfully, I had to think about that one. But if I have the desire, I'm really cheerful and ready to change. Didn't say it'd be easy. It just said I was willing to do it. And then it says, you know, it goes on in the sentence to say, well, how am I going to do that? And it tells me that I have to be willing for a new relationship. So I love that set-aside prayer. That helped me put things into perspective and to keep me grounded on what was my goal here, what was my intention. And then honesty, I had to really only look at my side of the street and reality. Well, that was a new concept, because actually I was all over everybody's side of the street and cleaning up everything. And of course I only did this because they did that. You know, what was reality? What was honesty? And with that comes humility. And with humility, I'd like to think that I'm always teachable if I have humility. So I really, really like this paragraph, but that a new relationship with Creator, I hear hope and I hear miracle. And I have hope, and I have seen and felt and lived in the miracle of the recovery of these 12 steps. So thanks for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Jan S. from California. Mike D., please share with us, followed by Robin A.
Hi, Mom. My name is Mike D., compulsive overeater. Can you hear me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I started this on Thursday, going to these meetings, and then I started doing research and reading the book. And I realized that on Wednesday I have a support group I go to. It's It's for AA and NA. And I beat them. I'm 5 years sober and clean, but God told me to start over with the overeaters because that is my main problem. Because I'll fall back on bad habits once I start eating. So I got up and I told them I'm not sober, you know. I binge eat, and I admitted it. And I like this paragraph here because I'm starting to pray more. Every time like I have an urge or something, I'm starting to pray. I did have a little problem last night because I have a low blood sugar and I wear a monitor, and the monitor went off as urgent, really urgent. And so I wasn't feeling bad. I was like, this can't be. I'm not sick right now. But I panicked. I asked God if I was sick, and then I panicked. And I wound up eating 3 bowls of pretzels, some blueberries, and then a bunch of glucose pills, and I had some lemon crackers. And if I would have just listened to God, he would have told me it was faulty. Because my wife even said it's probably faulty. But I panicked. And it was faulty. So I don't feel ashamed right now because it's a learning lesson. I just learned, you know, that's how I'm taking it. I learned that this chip isn't always going to be perfect. I got to trust God and my wife and my instinct. That's all I have. I'll pass it on.
Well, thank you so much, Mike D. from New Jersey. Robin A., please share with us, followed by K. And just a quick reminder, we're sharing on page 13, that fifth paragraph. My friend promised, through the end of that paragraph, were the essential requirements. So, Robin A., please share with us.
Hi, can you hear me? Am I unmuted?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good morning. Thank you so much for your service. I'm so grateful to be here and hear this every morning. I just don't feel right when I skip it, and just I'm reminded I need to remind myself every single day of the gift that I'm being given. And right now I have 3 weeks again, and the serenity that I feel, I am like finally getting used to giving this stuff away and talking to people about my fears and resentments, and because the cravings are maddening when I don't. It's like I lose my mind, and I don't have the peace that seeps in when and I can't hear God's voice, and that's a scary place for me. And so I grasped to another higher power, which is, this is what I've always done, which is food in the past. And now it's like this relationship that I'm building with this higher power, and, you know, is through other people and the clarity that I'm getting, and, you know, just the insanity that my thinking, you know, because it's like, it's not the food. It's never been the food. It's the thinking that has driven me mad and driven me to get relief. And it feels like I've been in OA for 1,000 years, and it feels like this is the first time that it's not a diet with support that just felt like at any second it was going to snap, and I was going to, you know, because I was just hanging on, you know, like my claw marks were on everything. And now this peace of mind that's coming in with, you know, and I'm listening to the podcast and doing the steps and working with my sponsor, talking to her at least hopefully every other day as soon as I get through it. And so I'm just so grateful to be here. Thank you so much for this amazing program. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Robin A. from California. Kay, please share with us.
Thank you so much for your service, and the shares have been so wonderful today. I really appreciate what everyone has said, and I agree. I think part of it is this paragraph. It was such a wonderful paragraph to read.
Excuse me, Kay. Could you give us your initial and where you're calling from, too? That would be great.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm K.S. from Iowa.
Perfect. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I thought I did that already. Okay. Plunged in, which is much like me. So anyway, I love this paragraph, and I've been doing another program about 40 years and this one a little over 20. And what I have to say when I read this today, certainly in the oh my God, I did so much work at getting rid of old garbage in step two and really having a personal, intimate, deep relationship with my higher power. And then it's so funny, you know, thing you kind of coast along, you think, oh, I got this, and then some other thing comes up. And 20 years ago, I had to start working it in a more intense way. I mean, this thing really blew my mind. I never had trouble with eating until I was in my later years. And I think I just had so much grief, there was quite a few things that happened. And so I didn't have to do the new relationship, but boy, it got deeper. I mean, it was very humbling, and I had a lot of success early on, took that for granted, thought, oh, I can just work the other program, I don't need this. But I did a lot of dances with God throughout those 20 years, and finally it's just like, I never knew neutrality until I probably was in 15, 16 years, and even knowing neutrality, I sort of took another dance with stuff, not realizing what an absolute gift that neutrality was. And it makes you willing, honest, and humble when you keep going back, and it just has you. And so in a way, I think of it as a blessing because I'm pretty strong-willed. I usually can accomplish a lot of things, but this is something that keeps me on my knees. And it's every day, clean house, trust God, and then serve others. I mean, but it's never easy. I'm always learning something new. The relationship might not be new, but the depth of it certainly gets new, and my understanding of that relationship and just what draws me back to choose food over my higher power, which is always way wonderful. And I think we all scratch our head when we stray. It's just so cunning, powerful, and baffling. So anyway, I'm glad to be here, and thank you so much for your service and everybody else's shares. It's been great. That's all I got. Thanks.
Perfect timing. Thank you so much, KS from Iowa, and to everyone who shared. And we're now going to close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Yvonne A. please read a vision for you? Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Press star
good
one,
morning,
Yvonne.
Yeah, there. I'm here. Thanks, Dawn. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.